it starts to be really boring if you just watch people like sitting on their bike riding. So I'll like kind of like stand up, I'll move around, I'll like, you know, do things that I think are interesting. And somebody wrote, "Fucking hell, you stood up on your bike. Fucking nuts. You're mental. If this is a plug for an actual paying job that you do, don't get upset when people talk about a post masquerading as an ad. If you're trying to make this an actual job, your content sucks and stop searching for validation."
Whoa.
First Damn. Of all, sir, like,
wow. Who are you?
Yeah, like, how small is your dick and like how little money do you make to be so jealous and hateful to somebody who you've never even met before?
Sounds really small.
And welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo, 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 woo. Round of applause. Today, as usual, I have in my co-pilot seat the master of ceremonies, Cosmo from the Cosmo Show.
Hello, how's everybody doing?
Phenomenal. How's the weather over there in the Tokyo town behind you?
It's very nice. It's calm, it's dry, it hasn't rained yet, so it's pretty cool.
Hey, can't say the same about LA. It's been actually weirdly rainy and gloomy lately.
I know, kind
of sad. I don't really like that, but you know what I do like, Cosmo?
What's that?
From the Cosmo Show. I feel like I always have to say your whole title. I don't know why. So it's like a sir, like a proper royal way to address you.
I like that, sure.
But today we actually are not going solo in the canoe. We have someone joining us today.
Ooh.
And this special guest has a list of accolades. She is the host of the Iron Pony Show on YouTube. Wait, host, producer, and star.
Damn.
Pardon me. Has 500,000 followers on Instagram. Gives bike tips on TikTok on how to not get your motorcycle stolen. And of course is on your favorite shows, The Mayans and Breaking Bad. We have Cody Renee Cameron.
Woo! Waka waka waka.
She rode here on her iron pony.
Hey.
Yay.
I feel like you started the sound effects and now I'm into it.
I know, right? I can't stop. We'll get a soundboard one day that'll make like weird sounds.
Yes.
Yeah, we could get like a horse sound. Or maybe I'll just do it.
There
you
go.
Do it. You do it.
I should put that in slow motion, you know? So cute as I spit everywhere. Anyways, enough about me and my spitting. So here on the Delulu Canoe Podcast, we don't just sit here and ask each other questions that you've seen on other shows. We like to focus on the Trulu of the Delulu. So Cody, I would love to know, what is something that's got you a little like unhinged this week? Your Roman Empire, something that just, I don't know, just strikes a nerve or just you can't get out of your head?
Well, Dare, I think it's something that you're going to relate to. And it's being a female content creator on the internet.
I can definitely relate to that.
And how you can't do anything right, ever.
No. Damn.
I recently got roasted on Reddit. Reddit is my least favorite platform of all of them, by the way. I just feel like it's all the little incel keyboard warriors just like waiting, living in their parents' basements, ready to attack you for living your best life. So yeah, I do a lot of motorcycle content. I'm also a model and stunt rider, an actor, and all of that is kind of on my profile. So I post in a lot of the bike groups, and sometimes they'll come over to my page. And a lot of times I think I'm a guy too, because my name's Cody. So I'll like ask questions or engage, and then they'll come over and then they'll get so riled up because they're like, "Oh, we don't want your content in here," or "You're just trying to get us to click on your OnlyFans link." And I'm like, okay, by asking about like the fuel injector, I'm really not trying to get OnlyFans clicks over here.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
The haters are wild. And so I made this cute little TikTok video that was me riding my bike and then eating pizza afterwards, like sitting on my bike on Hollywood Boulevard and eating pizza. And I was like, this was such a cute date. I took myself on a date.
Aww.
And so I was thinking about cute motorcycle date ideas, and I'm single right now. So I'll just put my phone number down here.
Just the Instagram handle. We talked about giving out phone numbers on the last episode.
Oh, did you?
We did.
Amazing. And so I like made the caption and it was like, "What's the best motorcycle date you've ever been on?" And I was expecting Reddit to be like, "Oh my gosh, I took this girl this, I did this, I did this." And it was a chance for people to brag about how awesome they are.
Yeah, so wholesome.
No. Every comment was like, this content doesn't belong here. And I was writing that day in like a tank top like this. So it's like a crop top, jeans, and my heritage boots, which are like motorcycle boots.
Yeah.
And okay. And a helmet and gloves. And so everyone is like talking about how I'm riding without gear on. Mind you, I'm riding in like 90 degree weather.
Isn't that normal?
Yeah, attire? It's totally normal to ride in a t-shirt or tank top and jeans. But again, yeah. Because I'm a pretty girl.
You're a woman.
Yeah, they just want to like come for you. And so it was really crazy to see the evolution of the comments. And it was a lot of hate in terms of, yeah, this content doesn't belong here. You're not even a real rider. Even though it's literally a video of me riding.
What?
And then people saying you're just doing it for attention. And I'm like, okay, like, but do you ride your motorcycle just for attention? You know, it was so crazy. And then, so a lot of gear comments, a lot of attention comments. And then like my favorite was they were like, oh, you're so narcissistic filming on your bike. Like, how could you do that? And I'm like, wait a minute. Do you guys like bike content? That's obviously why you're on a Reddit page about bike content, because you like it.
Yeah.
How do you think Keanu Reeves or Norman Reedus or Ewan McGregor film their motorcycle shows? They put together a pitch and they get people to film them.
Yeah.
So how am I doing anything different? And I would respond to the comments, which I'm never doing again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to do it. I just thought like I could have an open conversation and try to like see where they were really coming from and maybe help them see the light of day on how silly what they're saying is and how double-sided it is.
Yeah.
And hypocritical. But yeah, they just like double down.
Did they?
They doubled down and they're like, oh, well, they do it differently. It's the way that you're doing it that's wrong. And I was like, well, how am I doing it wrong? Like, please enlighten me.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, and then they're like, well, you said you took yourself on a date, but obviously somebody's filming you. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, I hired somebody to come and take my content. I'm a full-time content creator. Again, it's in my profile. We're not trying to hide anything here. And they're like, oh, well, like, that's just so desperate. And again, I'm like, okay, but that, I don't know.
But how is it not desperate if a man does it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, what?
I would love to know. And they sound, and then once I say like, oh, yeah, I have a camera, and they're like, oh, you're probably fucking him. And I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
You would never say Keanu Reeves is fucking all of his cameramen or women.
Yeah.
Like, what? Where is this coming from?
Ugh.
And oh my gosh, I even like screenshotted some of the comments because I was just like, I can't, there's too many.
Oh, goody.
So I also in the video I like stood up on my bike because it starts to be really boring if you just watch people like sitting on their bike riding. So I'll like kind of like stand up, I'll move around, I'll like, you know, do things that I think are interesting. And somebody wrote, fucking hell, you stood up on your bike. Fucking nuts. You're mental. If this is a plug for an actual paying job that you do, don't get upset when people talk shit about a post masquerading as an ad. If you're trying to make this an actual job, your content sucks and stop searching for validation.
Whoa.
First Damn. Of all, sir, like,
who wow. hurt you?
Yeah, like, how small is your dick? And like, how little money do you make to be so jealous and hateful to somebody who've never even met before?
Yeah. Sounds really small.
Right? Oh my God.
Cosmo's like, I will vouch. Very tiny.
Very tiny.
Right? And then the next guy, is it me or are people who are creating content like this unoriginal and boring? Every time I see someone posting quality content like this, instead of voicing my concern for them to wear gear, I just hope they smear themselves across the street. But as long as they get their imaginary internet points, of course, go for it. And then someone else is like, dumb squid's gonna squid. And I said, awesome, I'm happy you wish harm on your fellow humans. I hope you have the day you deserve.
Oh.
Like, people are just so crazy. And then someone else said, and this is, again, like, all these presumptuous small dicks. This guy goes, no experience with road rash yet, I see. Put on some clothes while riding. And I said, actually, I've had road rash.
Yeah.
I've been in a motorcycle accident. I got hit by a truck. Sometimes I ride with gear. And when it's hot, sometimes I don't. And, and he said, I can understand, but you have to admit the exposed body parts, a.k.a. right here, and the damaged knee parts of the pants, because my jeans had holes in the knees.
Oh, my God!
Are a bit much. Like, I'm sorry. Have you never ridden in ripped jeans before?
Yeah.
Like, have you never ridden in a t-shirt? Also, when men ride in t-shirts, they blow up. Like,
yeah. Right?
You would never say that to a man. It's so crazy.
I feel like you can tell that man's age by the fact that he has a problem with rips in the jeans, because it's such a boomer comment.
He's probably like, did you run into a bear before you got here?
Did you run into a tiger? Oh my gosh.
So wild. And so they come for me on Reddit. I feel like my TikTok and my Instagram, I have like really true fans that love the content I create. But Reddit incels with their tiny penises and their big fat fingers just coming for you is so crazy.
Yeah. Why is Reddit so cutthroat like that? Like I haven't been on Reddit in a long time, so I haven't been exposed to this type of comment thread in a long time. But why? What's the deal with Reddit? Like, well, why?
I also think that there's no like moderators as opposed to like TikTok. Oh. You can get hit with bullying and you know, Instagram kind of, there's people there being like, okay, no, that's harassment, you know, and bullying. And Reddit is just like, go for it. So all of the people that love to do that, all the trolls come there to troll.
Well, and you can make like throwaway accounts. You can like make a fake one to just like leave a post somewhere and then you can just abandon the account.
Oh, yeah.
Which the only reason I know about that is because there's like a Reddit thread that I read every once in a while just for my own.
Are you sure it's not because you
am I the a-hole? No, it's the am I the a-hole, which I actually want to write one day just to like see what people say, see if maybe I am the a-hole. But I've seen a couple times where people will make it just to like talk about a certain situation that they're in and then they'll abandon the page. So I think that's also why people turn to Reddit, because there's no accountability. Because now people left and right are getting hired and fired and, you know, written up at their jobs because of their online behavior.
Yeah, you can't trace these people. It's like the black web of internet apps or whatever. The redeeming thing about it, though, I did have people come to my defense, and my favorite was the moderator who runs that page, because they'll delete stuff if it's not bike related.
Yeah.
So the person that does that came, and he was like, the OP, which means original poster, I just learned. The OP actually is a huge motorcycle enthusiast and rides bikes. She was on the Jay Leno show. So I'm going to keep this because this is about bikes and everyone can quit their bitching. And
yes!
I was like, okay, redemption from the person that runs the page. Y'all can fuck off.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I can't believe those comments.
They came
for
me.
That's horrible.
There were 89 comments.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Come here, Chopper.
That's insane.
Yeah,
you can do it, bub.
Come on. And I know that you have similar things where people, you post something about your talent and they like just come for you.
Oh yeah, it's pretty apparent. It's like anytime you stray away from what your normal content is, I feel like people just like, they lose their minds. They like don't know how to just like swipe away if they don't want to watch that piece of content. The thing that kind of confuses me the most about the hate comments in general is that like, I know for a fact, sitting here right now, I have never left even a mean comment, not even just a hate comment. And it shocks me that this is still a problem, I guess, for most people, where it's like, how can you go on your day knowing that you just like left this mean comment, hate comment on someone's content, something they care about, and you just move on like nothing, how? I don't get this mindset. I have never left any mean comments. I'm really good at just swiping away, and I just don't understand why.
Well, obviously these people are not content creators. Like,
right.
They're not
making
out there
content.
Doing their dream, so they don't know what it's like to be doing your dream and then have somebody who doesn't chirping in your ear about how they want you to fail. Like, even the content, he's like the person being like, oh, this is so boring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if I try anything new, you hate me. So what I do is boring, but you don't want me to do anything new. Like, when I do sexy things, you want not sexy things. When I do adventurous things, you only want sexy things. Like, sometimes you just feel like you can't win on the internet.
Yeah, that's actually kind of, it works perfectly with like what my Delulu is this week, because like you'd mentioned, I'll post like a singing video and somebody will come in the comment section and they'll just say like, go back to OF content. And then, so I do. So then I'm like, okay, well then I'll post like a dance video where it's not for me. Like, I don't do the dance videos for myself. I do them because people enjoy them, because I'm very smiley and bubbly. But then people go on those videos and write, oh, like one trick pony. Do you do anything else? You're so boring. So it's like, I agree 100% with your Delulu, why you're in the canoe going up the stream, because I too have faced that, where there's no winning for being a female content creator. And I'm sure males, I'm sure there's some guys out there that struggle with this too. But predominantly, I've noticed it's a lot of women who will post the content that gets them somewhere, which for me was like the dancing, the kind of like thirst trappy videos. But as soon as I go, you know, I want to post more of my singing or my acting, or maybe I love to cook, maybe I love to bake. And as soon as you start doing something else, they panic and freak out and then are like, no, go back to the thing. Go back to the box that you were in before. Go back to just making that content. And then you cater, you switch, you go, okay, then I won't do that for a little bit. Here's back to what you want. And then it continues. It's like a never ending spiral of them wanting you to do more, but then also wanting you to stay in a box. And I don't feel like that's just like an us problem. It's people. We all have different things that we're good at. We're all multifaceted, multi-layered people. So if you follow a content creator and they decide they want to post something different that day, who cares? Maybe they had a message they needed to send. It's not, I really dislike the niching down trend that's like all on TikTok where it's like, oh, if you want to be viral, you have to post the same piece of content like 6 times a day and then stay in the lane and don't do anything else because then people will unfollow. And it's like, why? People aren't made to just do one thing for their entire lives.
Especially when we've been doing this for what, like at least 10 years, pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Updating daily on the socials.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm going to post the same thing for 10 years? Like our lives have evolved. Us in our 20s is different than like me in my 30s. Right. You know, like it's different.
Yeah. And who wants to do the same thing over and over again? Like even actors, they don't play the same role or same type. They branch out. They do other things. It's still in the acting world. It's still in content creating world. If you're riding a bike or playing a guitar or drinking coffee, I don't get it. I don't get the hating on somebody's dream. I really don't. But I also don't know that's, we're the people that are putting ourselves out there. You know, we are the people that get it and are go-getters. So I don't know that mindset really works for us, because as soon as we get told no, when someone shuts a door, we find a window.
Yeah, you know? I call it like I'm a little cockroach.
Yeah,
you know, as soon as someone like steps on you, you just like bend around the shoe and come crawling back out.
You can't kill us.
Yeah. We're little cockroach creators.
We're unalivable. I don't know where that voice came from, but
I dig it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's your cockroach voice.
It's like my Beetlejuice voice.
But Cosmo, I wanted to throw you a bone here. And I'm curious, do you, as a male content creator, do you feel like you get this same DeLulu feeling that if you branch out and try something new, people squash you or want you to stay in a box? Like, does that happen in your world too?
It happens. I've seen it happen. And it's really sad, especially with the comment part, you know, just tearing somebody down.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the worst feeling when you wake up, you put effort into something you love and you're good at, and then all of a sudden you look at your response from the crowd, from the masses, and you see like just, even if it's just one bad negative thing, it's just like, really? Yeah. Like, it used to bother me, and I know some other people in our world of content creating, it bothers them. But for me, I keep in the back of my mind knowing that, like, if I ever saw you in public, you wouldn't say that. And if you did say that in public, it's almost the same thing as slapping me in the face. So therefore, you threw the first punch.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw the second one. Now, I could tear somebody down. I could. I've never left a bad comment. I've never left any kind of hateful. I'm just like, swipe. All right, cool. That wasn't for me. Oh, that's a little cringy. But I'll never be like, oh my God, go back to your day job. I never do that kind of crap.
Oh,
it's
that comment.
It's horrible. And like with you guys in the world of being a female and everything like that, that whole like you can't be cool while being a sex object, you know, or while being like, okay, you know, do OnlyFans, but also have this serious content creation. It's about bikes. It's about loving things and, you know, little ideas. And then you're like, Dareware, bada bing. I was like, look at me. This is outfits, blah, blah, blah. Just check out these things like that. But I have an OnlyFans. So like, people just need to like relax, calm down. And if they're jealous because they're not where we're at, or they don't know how to get to where we're at. That's why my show is like, here's an idea. If you're curious about something, this is how you get into it. But people just need to like take a chill pill and calm down. But you can't when you give them a place like Reddit to be like, or you give them the option where there's nothing. It's like when you get caught stealing, you go to jail. In some places, they cut your hands off or they castrate you or whatnot. There's nothing threatening. It's like, if you do this, you must have a good, solid reason why you're putting the person down, be it a corrective, instructive criticism, but just to frankly have the free will to go up there and talk crap, because that's just like, They can. There's no policing it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I know. What happened to if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all?
Yeah. Where did that go? Is it the gentle parenting? Is that what it is? That no one's like being honest and telling that anymore? Like, living by the saying.
Also, these people that are like coming for us are the same people that if from behind the keyboards, if they met us in person, I feel like would be way too scared and shy to talk to us. Like you said, like say it to my face. Yeah, right. They'd be like fangirling, fanboying so hard if they were actually in front of us.
I've seen that too. The ones that are like they're haters. They're like so lovey-dovey. It's like, oh, I'm just like giving you fuel for people. You know, like I'm just giving you like more publicity because you know I'm talking crap and people go on there and they're tuning in. I've seen that before.
They switch up.
Yeah, they're like fans, but they purposely go on somebody's content and just talk crap to create a rise.
Oh, it's
stupid.
I don't need that if anyone's doing that and watching this.
Yeah, right. Maybe don't.
Seriously.
Yeah, I've seen it go both ways. Like when Cosmo talked about them switching up and being like, oh no, I'm trying to just get things going. But I've also seen like what Cody had mentioned where they double down. They stand by exactly what they said. And I do think sometimes it is okay to interact with trolls. Like, I know a lot of people say, like, don't feed the trolls or, like, don't engage with it. But I do think sometimes you should be allowed to question them a little bit and just have a little bit of dialogue back and forth and ask them, like, oh, if my content's so boring, what can I do to make it more entertaining? You seem to have all the ideas. You know, let's hear it. Like, I think exactly how you handled it was very appropriate by not quizzing and not like putting the spotlight on them or sending your fans to attack them. It was just like, okay, you said it's boring or you say it's this way. I would love your notes. Since you had the time to leave this comment, you must have time to give some notes.
Totally.
Happy to hear them. And then they usually don't have anything to say. But it is interesting when you do engage, it goes either doubling down or they bend. So it's hate comments, man. They're just, they add seasoning to us though as people. So just know that if you leave them, you're just one, you're helping us in the For You page algorithm. You're pushing the content. You're making it perform better, one. So we're winning in the long run. And two, it is kind of adding to like our thicker skin in a sense where, you know, now somebody could say something to my face and I would just be like, okay, cool. So
totally. Yeah. We're resilient little critters.
We're little, what'd you say, crickets earlier? No.
Cockroaches. Do your cockroach voice.
We're little cockroaches. We're going to live in your apartment and eat your snacks. Snacks. I do love snacks. But yeah, I feel like they're haters. Unfortunately, they're always going to be around. It's just how you deal with them. If you find yourself getting some hate out there, you can join us in the Delulu Canoe and tell us about it in the comments. Because we're here to support you. We're here to build each other up. That's why I made this podcast, is not just to, you know, air our grievances out, but also to just feel like a sense of community that you are heard and that there's always going to be haters. There's always going to be trolls and people that are testing our patience every day. But it's how you deal with it. And it's, people are lucky that we have thick skin and that we don't carry those hate comments with us and quit. Because I know a lot of creators who are scared to create content and make what they really want to make for fear of what their audience will say or for fear of what their family will think. And if you're somebody out there who's wanting to do something like what we do, whether it's like acting, cosplay, singing, starting your own podcast, you know, you just got to take it on the chin sometimes, smile through it. And if it's something you're really passionate about, it's worth fighting the haters.
I would also love to know if you're listening and you are one of those people that leave hate comments, what is the motivation behind it? Like, like, are you genuinely trying to give feedback and it's mean, or are you trying to get a rise out of the person, or were you
looking for a date?
Yeah. Or do you just want attention? I think attention is a lot of it, but I would just love to know what your motivation is.
Yeah. Create a fake YouTube account and comment down below. Tell us, what do you get? What do you get from all the hate? Is it joy? Is it pride? Do you feel like you've ruined our day?
Because you haven't. Yeah. Maybe once.
Maybe like once. We have therapists. It's fine. We do have therapists. They let us vent it all out. They let us get it out. But also, can we stop doing the whole stick to only flapjacks thing? Mm-hmm. Like that's, or like stick to your day job. Like that's so unoriginal.
Yeah.
That's so unoriginal. Oh, also, I wanted to ask you both about this. How do you feel about when people accuse? So there's the hate comment, right? They're like, you suck. And then there's a fan who goes to defend you. And then the original, you suck fan goes, you're just a white knight.
Whoa.
Oh,
How do you feel about that?
I thought you were going to say simp. I feel like that's the word of the year.
Yes.
Simp. Which to me, a simp is just a man who is nice to a woman. And then the world comes for them. Is like, you're a simp. You're a simp. I'm like, first of all, I love simps, even though I guess it has a negative connotation to it. But like, more simps, please.
Yeah.
Just means they care about your feelings and they're willing to like work with them.
Or they're like, I don't know, in reality, like they like the creator. And so when someone says you're boring or ooh, eat a cheeseburger or wow, lose some weight. And they just come in and say like, hey, it's not appropriate to comment on a woman's body. And then they get called a simp or a white knight. I'm sorry, but I think that's called being a nice person.
Yep.
For sure.
I identify as a simp.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask.
Okay. Daddy.
Simp daddy. Yes. I'll send you my free link to Only Flapjacks later. I'm teasing. I was going to ask, like, have you ever been called a white knight or a simp or?
A few times.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, for just backing somebody up. Then I'm like, all right, I should stop doing that because now I'm going to get attacked. And I don't mind getting attacked, but I'm just like, I don't want to escalate the problem even more on the feed or on the TikTok or a comment, stuff like that. I don't want to be like, it's just like back and forth banter. What I do like is when some of the creators captures that text and puts it in their next video and then just breaks them down or just nicely talk shit, you know? So I love that, but
humble them.
I can't do that because now it'll be like a 5-hour, it'll be like a 5-parter of like tearing somebody down. I'll probably get flagged for it. So.
I know, especially on like TikTok, because like you said, they do flag people for bullying a lot, even so much as like creators. Like you could make a response to somebody bullying you, and if you use like certain trigger words, TikTok will go in and like shut that video, like they'll take it down and like report it for like community guidelines or whatever, and then they'll say that you are bullying, even though you are just replying to what the bully had said.
I've totally seen that. It's like, what? I feel like you're really good about pinning a comment and then like being like, well, let me tell you.
I'm usually like, I try to really avoid the trigger words, but it's a fine dance, you know, because we don't want to get in trouble on these platforms. We still want to be there.
Right.
But you also, there should be a little bit of leeway for creators to stand up for themselves.
For sure. Otherwise, I also have, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, otherwise you're enabling the bullying. Go ahead.
Well, I have this rule too, that I typically don't respond to haters. And then I go through phases. Sometimes I will delete the hate comments. Just because I don't want other people to also see them and then feel a certain way. Like when I see someone getting hated on, I feel like so sad inside. So sometimes I'll delete them. Sometimes I'll leave them because I'm like, hey, I just got more comments on my video. Whatever. But if I do ever decide to engage and I respond to a hate comment, I make sure that I respond to every single nice comment because I don't want to encourage people to like, oh, look, if she responds to the hate comments, I'm always going to write those.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're looking for attention, write the nice comments because those are going to get responses every time.
Yeah, that's a good point to, like, always engage with the people who do, like, triumph you and do come in clutch and support you in your content.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget to. So I'm glad you talked about that because I'm guilty of kind of honing in and, like, you know, tunnel vision in on the negative ones. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Like, I just put up a thumbs up next to the bad comment, like, yeah. Good for you, buddy.
Heard.
Cool.
Good for you.
I had somebody leave a comment where they were like, how do I stop getting these videos on my FYP? And it was for a singing one where I like sing the emojis, which is like my new favorite thing to do.
Awesome.
I love it when you do that.
I love it.
Thanks. Like, I challenge a lot of my friends to doing it too because it's just fun and makes your brain think like a little differently, you know? Because like the way I would sing an emoji, you would sing it differently. So I got someone who was just like, oh, like, how do I not get these to show up? And I wrote them like a nice, like, I heard if you comment more on these videos, it'll make them stop. It tells the algorithm you don't like them.
And that person
keeps commenting on them.
That's brilliant.
Troll the trolls, baby.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was sitting there and I'm like, I have two options. I could be like really mean or I could like kind of mess with them. And now they comment on every video. They're like, please stop TikTok. And I'm like, keep going. I think this one will break it through. I think this will make it stop. Like, I promise.
Amazing. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Sometimes it's fun to play with them. You know, I think the biggest thing about replying to trolls or anybody who leaves hate is like do it when you feel like you're mentally in a good space too. Obviously, if you've got a lot going on and you're kind of emotionally vulnerable, maybe it's not a good time. Just, you know, don't reply if you're in that space. But if you feel like really empowered, then I think it's okay to clap back a little bit.
Yes, empowerment. That's what I was just thinking. And like, that's when I'm feeling like so good and sassy and like that whole like, I'm gonna tell you like, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when it's funny.
Do you feel like you get a lot of, especially since you are a woman in a motorcycle community, which is kind of, I don't want to say it's like more masculine, but I would say the general scope of people would say it's a little bit dominated by men.
For sure.
How do you feel about when women come in and say that you're doing it for attention? Like, is that,
hurts my heart because I'm like, we're in this together. And then I always think about like, I'm like, I hope you raise your children better. Like I think about a little girl watching her mom, like, type this hateful message to another woman. I'm like, man, that like breaks my heart.
Yeah, I feel like it's such a strange thing when a woman leaves a hate comment, because especially for us, like, I always triumph you in the sense of like, I moved to LA and I didn't know like an acting coach or anything about acting when I got, well, that's a lie. I knew some things, but not nearly as much. And Cody actually took the opportunity to not only introduce me to her acting teacher at the time, but like got me in other films and like really helped me in the same industry, when a lot of women in general in the same industry wouldn't do that for someone else, especially because you didn't really know me. So it's crazy to me meeting you and seeing how nice and friendly you are with this, but then knowing that there's women out there who will take the time to leave a hate comment on someone else's video. And if you're in the same industry or not, it shocks me that we're not sticking together.
I've noticed when there's one woman, like, or person, let's say like this one black guy or one in a certain type of work field, whatnot, that person feels threatened because another person's coming in and they're the only person and they're doing a good job. But now there's somebody else coming in. It's like, is this person going to do a better job than me? So sometimes people feel threatened about that. So they won't help out because they just like learn on your own. Because I did that too. I had to learn on my own. So you have to learn the same way. But I don't believe in that method, though.
Yeah, kind of piggybacking off of that, I feel like when you're the minority, all of a sudden, like, that person watching you, you represent that entire. So this woman writing a hateful comment is because I, in the eye of everyone else, represent all women writers because I'm the only women writer content you're seeing, because she's not putting out content. Right. So now she doesn't like the way I dress. So now she needs to tell me because I represent all women writers. You know, as opposed to like, well, then why don't you make content and show me how you do it? You know, why don't you be the role model here if I'm doing it so wrong, you know?
Ugh, man, don't leave hate comments. Let's just all agree to just be nice and kinder to each other.
Wouldn't the world be such a better place?
I know, right? Like, if we all just were nice to each other.
I know. It's not that hard. I don't know why it's so hard.
Yeah, I used to do this thing where if I had a complaint about somebody I worked with or like just happened to see in my circles a lot, I would make sure I talked to somebody who wasn't in that circle about it to kind of like get it out. Like, we're not sitting here saying like, you have to like our content or like, we don't want criticism. Like, don't get us wrong. We love criticism. We want to be told to like be better, or like what your suggestions are to better our content, to better ourselves as people. We're always looking inward and wondering like, how can I be a better person? But at the end of the day, if it's not criticism and it's not a sense of like helping us grow, what are we doing here? You're wasting our time. Just be nice to people.
Yeah, just be nice.
Just be nice. Do you want to eat some candy?
I would love to eat some candy.
I figured we were going to have like kind of a, it's not a dark topic day, but today, you know, I had a feeling we would be in the canoe going upstream. So I bought us some fun candies.
Yum yums.
Ooh.
Chopper dog down here is like, candy.
I know, Chopper's so excited. So I have fallen victim to, I have fallen victim to the TikTok shop booming, I don't know, crisis, whatever you want to call it. And I got these freeze-dried candies that I'm so excited to try. I don't, what's the company called? I should actually like shout them out. All it says is USA. I'll like look for their name later. But so we got some fun things. We got some Skittles here. And Cosmo has his own little treat bowl back there so he can join us.
Treat bowl.
Treat bowl.
Oh my gosh. Can I open this? Okay, I'm going to take a couple.
Okay.
I'm so excited. So, if you, what is it called? Misophonia, where you are sensitive to like crunching sounds. Misophonia warning or warning to loud sounds.
Oh, wow.
We're going to be chewing. That's so cool. If you don't like it, subscribe and join us next time.
So these are little ball ones?
Yeah. So okay. These are, they're Skittles. I had the choice of sour or not, but I went with the kind of not sour because I was scared. Okay. So here we go.
Everyone at the same time?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, whoa. I love
Woo!
It.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's like a legit, it was a Skittle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they freeze dried it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I would much rather eat Skittles like this.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I don't eat Skittles. I don't like them. Just because of the texture of them. Sometimes when you have like too much in your mouth, it's like the regular way. This way, I would eat this because it's quick and simple.
Dare.
What?
These are expired.
No!
Really?
By how long? Wait. No way.
It says December 14th, 2023.
Okay, that's not that long ago.
Or maybe this is just the date that they were made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't throw out Halloween candy. You save it for next year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Save it for next year.
Weird how they just have a date here, though. Look.
That's all it says. Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't say expiration date. It just has a date.
Or goodbye.
Yeah, it just says, December 14th, 2023.
That's probably when it was probably made.
That's what we're going to say.
Yeah.
Just to watch out for the, yeah.
Everything's fine.
It's great.
Everything's fine.
Also, there's a lot of food coloring in this, so I'm going to only have a couple.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's okay, though. I set myself up for success. Next, we have freeze-dried Starburst candy. Ooh, what would you guys rate the Skittles before we move on?
Ooh.
Like out of 10. I'm going 10 because that was really good.
I'm gonna go 8.
Yeah, I'm more of a chocolate girl, so I'm gonna go 8.
Okay.
I keep eating them.
Yeah, right? Oh no, I got 2 red ones. That's okay.
Here, take a not red one. You want a yellow one?
Sure.
These little small ones right here?
They're like the big puff ones. Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you. Mmm. Oh, man. These are good.
Ow. I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Really?
Mm.
Too much?
Woo.
What do you think, Cosmo?
Sweet.
Yeah, I think the freeze-dryedness intensifies the sweetness.
Oh my God.
But I'm also going to need another one.
I also just really like candy. So this is like a heyday for me. I'm like, wee. I love it.
You know, put this in the ice cold water, like a glass full of ice, and put it in there and let it like just melt through it.
Wait, put it in a chilled vodka.
Yeah.
Whoa. Game changer.
So there's jungle juice, but now we can make like frozen candy juice.
Yeah. We should do that. Put it in the punch bowl. I will say these are like, they're almost like jawbreakery at first when you try to like chomp on them. So watch out for your teeth.
It's a texture thing for me, for sure.
The texture is like a milk dud.
Yeah.
Like the inside of a milk dud.
Ow.
Okay. I don't know. The packaging on the Skittles is really getting me. It says serving size 147.
147 people?
147 pieces?
Or people serving.
Yeah.
Because the total carb, 112 grams of sugar? Right, like, is that that whole bag?
Wow.
I don't know. Okay, sorry.
Cody's like looking out for our health. She's like, I would give the Starburst like maybe a 5 or a 10.
I'm going to go 4.5.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm going to go 5.
My throat is so sticky.
Because I like the original Starburst. So, like, I like the way that texture
is. You like that texture.
Yeah, I like that texture a lot. Yeah.
Chewy. Next, we're going to do the freeze-dried Airheads, which is basically, like, the same thing as the Starburst in a way, but just different flavors.
These ones?
The long... Yeah, that guy.
I really love me some Airheads, though, so...
Oh, then you'll probably love these.
Have you seen those Nerd candy and like jelly clusters.
Yeah, they're so good.
Oh my God.
I almost got the freeze dried ones.
Oh my God. Those things are addicting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like drugs.
It's quicker.
Oh, are we all making the same face? We're like,
no, it's lighter. The Starbursts were more dense.
Yeah. It's like a frozen cotton candy.
I was just thinking a hard cotton candy.
Yeah. Interesting.
Is this what astronauts eat? In
space? Yes, they eat freeze-dried candy.
I mean, they do eat something in similar form of this.
The name is Freeze-Dried USA, because that's the website.
Editor, edit that in. We love you, Chompy, by the way.
Chompy!
Leave a love comment for Chompy in the comment section. I can't talk. My brain is like freeze-dried right now. Leave Chompy a, hey, we love your editing in the comment section. Gosh, yeah. Cotton candy is definitely a great way to describe it. It's a little easier to like chew and eat. So I'm going to score that one higher than the Starburst.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I would go maybe like a 6 for me personally.
I'm going to go 5.5. So higher than Starburst.
I'm going to go 6.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 6. I can eat that.
Yeah, I feel like the Starburst, I thought that would be a killer, but guess not.
I wish we had not started with Starburst, because I'm wondering if because we started it with it.
Oh, with the
I'm sorry.
Skittles?
Yeah, because Skittles is my favorite so far, but maybe it's because it was first. I don't know.
I think it's because it's in smaller portions.
Smaller portion, okay. And more dense.
Yeah. And we're going to end on freeze-dried ice cream bites, which this is the one I was most excited for.
Say what?
It's like a mint chocolate chip ice cream, and I'm going to take 2. Pardon my burp. I'm so sorry,
everyone. It looks like a little...
We'll have to do a burping episode at some point where we just let them fly.
Yes.
I'm scared. Right. Here we go.
Ooh.
Tastes like a butter mint.
Ooh.
What do you think?
I like this a lot. I feel sick because I don't think I eat sugar like this.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
But,
do you need to puke? I got a box.
Right? No, this is really good, though.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
But is it, like, Skittles good? I love the minty, like, aftertaste.
This will go good in hot chocolate.
Ooh.
Hot chocolate. Yeah.
This is better than Skittles for me.
Yep. I'm giving this a 10.
A 10?
Yeah. Because I don't like it. Like, my partner likes the ice cream part of it. And sometimes it's too cold. This is perfect.
Well, there you have it.
I'm a chocolate girl, so I would love to try that in just, like, plain chocolate. But I'm gonna give it a 9.
Okay.
A 9.
What are you giving it?
Well, I gave the Skittles a 10, so I kind of like started off really strong and didn't think through.
Blew your load, dear.
I was just so excited. Like, I've been waiting weeks to do this. Like, I had it maybe in December when it was not expired. It's still good. But now that it's expired. No, I haven't had it that long. I got it like last week, but I've been waiting, very excited for this. So I think I'll give it a 10 as well. I don't know. I need another sample of the Skittles. But anyways.
Wait, and then you have to choose one between the two. Which is your top?
Oh, the favorite? I think I'll do the ice cream.
Okay, so all of us should?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Ice cream for the win.
There you have it. If you decide to order some freeze-dried candies, you should definitely get the ice cream flavors because they're very different. I'm choking on the freeze-dried now. Ooh.
Get some hot cocoa and... some fireplace and
ooh, and some like a deep narrator like that with your voice, just like hot chocolate.
Sit back and relax and watch the Delulu canoe
on a bearskin rug.
Oh, hey, I'm Dare Bear. Don't skin me.
Fake bearskin rug.
But anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Delulu canoe. Thank you again so much, Cody, for joining us today and getting all that out of your body. I'm sure you feel amazing now.
I do.
Ready to make more content?
Yes.
Just for the haters to spin on us both. Be sure to share these episodes with your friends. I think we're on Spotify now. If not, you should comment down below and remind me to get us on Spotify because I know how to do it. But yeah, be sure to check us out on Spotify and here on YouTube. Share it with your friends and yeah, subscribe, ring that notification bell. And go, oh, wait, Cody, tell them where they can find you. Oh, my gosh, duh.
Yeah, duh, self-promotion, hello. yeah, my name is Cody Renee Cameron. All of my socials are at Hey, It's Code E, C-O-D-E-E. And yeah, for all the haters, I rode my motorcycle across country. So, like, that, if you're coming and hate stuff and you're a motorcycle rider, I probably ride more than you. So,
suck my dick.
Yes.
And on yes. that note, suck Cody's dick, subscribe, ring that notification bell, tell Cosmo you love him, and we'll see you in the next episode in the Delulu Canoe. Bye, safe travels. I don't know, something like that. I need an outro. Suck Cody's dick.
Oh my god.